Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
All right, so I'm going to get the stuff that probably some people care about, maybe not everybody.
Yeah.
I saw this yesterday on Instagram, just because I follow some of the dancers, because I was a dancer. Dancing with the Stars is not going to return in spring 2019. Usually what? They go, like, so now it's the end of 2018, usually the beginning, like the first quarter of 2019 is when the season will come back.
Yeah.
So E! News confirmed that it usually premieres the spring following The Bachelor, but it's now expected to return in the fall. So next, like not this fall that we just got through, but the so like a year. Isn't that crazy?
Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, they need that whole year to find stars to do the
Yeah, they're
dancing.
Running out of stars. I mean, when Bobby Bones...
I don't even know who he is.
He's a radio DJ. Why can't I be on Dancing with the Stars? I used to be a dancer. I'd probably win.
Oh, yeah, you do really well.
Nobody knows who I am, but that's okay. Nobody knew who he was.
I got size 13 feet. I would never be able to do that
Yes,
show.
You could. You'd have a really good dancing partner, and she'd probably...
Step all over me?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Twirl you around.
Better I'd step on somebody with like my giant feet.
Spin you off the dance floor. And in similar news, American Idol is going to return March 3rd.
Oh, Luke, good grief.
Luke Bryan's back. Lionel Richie's back. Katy Perry's back.
I like Lionel Richie. He's a good judge.
Shockingly, I liked Katy Perry. I didn't think I would like her when they were talking about signing her contract and the $24 million.
And the fact that she was never on time. Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan are sitting there going... we're here.
She's just following in the footsteps of Mariah Carey.
It's not the kind of person you want to follow.
So yeah, that'll be back in March. Uh-huh. Here's the top 10 Google searches of 2018. Can you guess? Things that people searched on Google?
Porn.
No, not
really?
On the list.
Shocking. What do we got on there?
I'll give you the top five. The death of Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, yeah.
The death of Kate Spade. Wow.
The handbag lady, yes.
Yep. The death of Mac Miller. A lot of deaths.
Yeah, geez.
Mega Millions results.
Ah,
that was a big one this year.
Huge.
The death of Stan Lee. A lot of deaths.
Oh, yeah.
Hurricane Florence. And coming in at number one, your and Rick's favorite thing from the entire year that we had to deal with.
What?
The World Cup.
Oh, yeah. That really?
I love soccer, and you two were just hating on me the whole time.
No, like, don't get me wrong. Soccer's fun, but, like, because I did that when I was younger. I took the, like, entire week off of work and was like, I'm just going to sit here, watch soccer all day. I'm going to get super into it. And I did. It was a great time, but, like, it's so stressful, and some people get too into it, and then it's...
My household shuts down. My husband's Colombian.
Oh, yeah.
So when Colombia plays, the household stops. It's all right. I get to drink champagne. It's fun.
I just like saying nil to nil.
Yeah. That's right. Vitamin Water is going to give somebody $100,000 if they're willing to give up their phone for the entire year of 2019.
Really?
If they pick you, you have to go 365 straight days without using your smartphone, your iPad, or anyone else's smartphone or iPad. And then you have to take a lie detector test at the end of the year to prove that you stuck to the rules. And if you did, you will get $100,000. If you only make it 6 months, they'll give you $10,000.
Dude, throw me the money right now. I'll get a rotary phone installed in my home if I need that.
I'll pay you to take my phone.
Dude, I miss those days. You call me at work? I'm out. You call me at home. I must be out somewhere. You don't have to wait. I'm sorry. I got an answer machine. Now it's like, well, I texted you. You didn't text me back because I don't have that thing taped to my forehead. I'm sorry.
Social media ruined everything.
Yeah, I just hate how your phone can run your life nowadays. You go, Vitamin Water.
It's the devil. Speaking of ridiculous things, remember the other day we talked about how Steph Curry said he thought the moon landing was a hoax?
This guy.
He was doing some interview. It was some podcast he was doing with some other athletes. And they were like, yeah. And he's like, when did we ever land on the moon? And someone was like, no. And he's like, no, I didn't think so. I thought that thing was like a whole load of crap type thing. Well, now, apparently, they gave him his own show.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what that's about.
And we like ridiculousness, I guess.
We now return to Steph Curry's Fun Facts.
Hi, kids. It's me, Steph Curry. Are you ready for some fun facts?
Yeah!
Great. First, did you know that the moon landing was fake?
Really?
That's right. And next, did you know that the earth is flat and covered with crazy glue? That's why rocks and trees don't fall off of the earth and fly into space. It's a fun fact.
But my teacher says that that's not true.
Never mind what your teacher says. And finally, did you know that there's no such thing as bacteria? It's actually tiny people who live on your skin, and they do fun stuff, like play sports and whatnot. It's a fun fact.
I'm not sure if that's...
All right, kids. That's all the time we have for Steph Curry's Fun Facts. See you next time.
This has been Steph Curry's Fun Facts.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.